Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
Well, doing fine. There's been a little bit of controversy here lately, John, over the fees involved in the annual inspections of rental property in the city. What's the status of that?
Well, maybe I need to go back a little bit.
Probably.
About 3 years ago, when I ran for mayor the first time, code enforcement, code violations were... If there's such a thing as a plank for a mayor, that was the plank in my platform. Mm-hmm. And we worked on that on and off, and finally were able to hire Chip Matthews. I believe we spoke with Chip here a few weeks ago to be our code enforcer. So that kind of, when that happened, we began to look, and you have noted, I think, on this program before, that there's some blank holes in Commerce now where there used to be dilapidated buildings.
That's right.
And that's part of what this is about. Now, the fee structure and things like that was what it costs to do the inspection. Now, back to that, part of, I think, what was misunderstood about this was it wasn't supposed to be such a punitive option as much as a safety issue. For instance, I was saying 3 years ago, 4 years ago, the house next door to where I live caught fire, mm-hmm. and about 50% of it was burned. Mm-hmm. The one next door had two ladies with three children living in it. At that point in time, it had been a rental for a number of years, and there had been people come and go. It's a safety issue as much as anything, because what caused that fire was poor wiring. And the concern here is, what happens if there's a young family? 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, smoke, boom, fire. So it's not just to charge landlords $10 for an apartment, $25 for a house, as much as it is to make sure that house is safe for people to live in.
We're talking with the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti, and we're talking about the fees for annual inspections of rental property. And so the objections from property owners were simply that the fees were too high, or that the inspections were going to have to take place too often, or which?
Probably all of the above.
Sure.
I think part of the fee structure was that we were trying to come up with something that was equitable. At the first reading in November went through, in December it was tabled. And so then we had a workshop in January, and part of the complaints from the landlords were, well, we don't know how much you're going to charge us because you keep changing them. Well, in this particular case, they were being changed to reflect what the landlords had requested. So we finally settled on the, and there was a misunderstanding between number of rentals, units, and dollar amount that was completely out of whack. So that was fixed. It became just a flat $10 fee, and then $25 for the house. But what we're talking about here is change of occupancy in the houses. The apartments will be done once a year. Occupancy change. So certainly some of the landlords that have houses, I guess, if people move in and out 5 or 6 or 8 times a year, that fee it becomes an issue. However, as I noted, in all the times that I rented, from the time I was 18 years old to finally buying a house, every time I moved in, I paid a fee. I don't think the landlord paid it. I paid it because they said, this is part of your security deposit. You'll get everything back but this fee.
And so the landlords pass that on to the renters.
Well, that's basically the way I would figure it would be. But the fees are set, $10 for apartments and $25 for houses.
And you said the apartments would be inspected once a year, no matter what, and then the houses only when there's a change of
occupancy.
Now, the fees that are raised from this will help to continue with the enforcement, the code enforcement, and to some extent, I guess, the continued demolition of substandard houses.
Yes. It's designed to help, well, beautify Commerce. And I think Chip, in his first 2 or 3 weeks here, had 88 domicile that he was looking at, or structures that he was looking at demolishing. And I think he got 10 or 12 of those in the first 2 months.
How many now, do you know?
Well, 88 less the 13 or 14.
Quite a few. I have noticed quite a few have come down. And as you say, it's a beautification thing as well as a safety.
Yes.
A safety issue as
we're
well.
We're trying to turn back the clock a little bit for Commerce so that when people drive, it's better to see a bare block than what was there before. And certainly we have had some contractors looking into building
do you expect this now? Are we through talking about this for a while, or is this coming back up in front of the city council again before long?
Well, I don't think it's this part of it is done, but it's like the Constitution of the United States. We may have to put a Bill of Rights out here, have some little amendments to things.
Sure.
But there's always things that come down that, maybe we haven't planned for that we need to correct to make it better. So is it a done document? No. Will it provide us the time to kind of do what we hope to do? For the moment.
And I'm sure you'll be listening to property owners if as this thing develops and goes forward.
The landlords, of course.
Sure. Good. John, Mayor of Commerce, John Bellotti, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks, John Mark.
Good. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETL.